Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We sit in an open field representing the largest stone circle in Ireland. And before we begin, within this channel, we wish to include a meditation from an Irish woman.
Aligning with reality is a circular movement. Infinity is a circular movement. Moving with the flow of nature moves to its own beat, to its own drumming, to its own sounds. Following nature is a circular movement upon a circular movement upon a circular movement.
Now you notice I included the meditation within the channel, for it's a channel within the channel. And you've heard the one called Jane give the meditations before this, in the past. And the next time you hear it, in the next channel, I want you to realize that this is a form of channeling as well. One who was born here, connected with the land here, and knows things my partner does not know. I want to talk about life. I'll talk about it slightly different than I have before. This channel will hook to the next one in a way that will be self-evident when we get there. The next one is scheduled to be by the sea. So we shall see. Life, dear ones, is not necessarily recognized for what it is. In this modern day, humanity has continued to separate themselves from anything else. The earth, to them, is a resource. We say it's a parent, an actual parent. They even look upon the animals and all living things as a resource then to create a life for them. And this is a common theme of Cryon, saying that the ancients understood the affiliation, the unity, and that the modern human doesn't necessarily see it that way. And civilization, as you know it today, does not see it that way. I wish to refresh this by talking about life. Dear ones, life started on this planet, and it started here as something extremely common. Planet after planet in this galaxy has this take place. If the elements are correct, the temperatures are there, and the mixture is proper, you will have life. Period. Now, this is controversial because there are those who are spiritual who say, well, the spark of life is something that was created specifically by God. Your definition of God will help you to understand what I'm telling you. That the Creator created a planet which helped then create life. Now, up to a few decades ago, this was very controversial, and now it is being seen as accurate by many scientists. There was a time, not too long ago, when the common thought on this planet was that you were alone. that somehow life occurred here and nowhere else. And then among billions and billions of stars and planets, this was the only one that had life. In the last few decades, even scientists now are expecting life everywhere. We have said to you that the galaxy is teeming with life. We even told you, you were the new ones, late, and that there's a great deal of ancient life in other planets and other solar systems like yours everywhere. I'd like to tell you how this works, just so you know. And the evidence is scientific. They now understand when you get the mixture of chemistry correct and add a little electricity, you get life. You get the aminos correct and the acids correct and the electricity correct, and you get life. And it happens naturally with the elements all over the galaxy. It is common. It is expected. Those who've studied the planet and life on this planet see that it had 5 life starts and 4 life terminations of basic biology. It wasn't until life produced that thing you call photosynthesis that it could sustain itself. 4 other times, it appeared and died off before it could sustain itself. Would this not indicate that life is naturally occurring with the elements? Indeed, it is. And so the question is, who are you? And how did you get created? Indeed, it came from God and it came through Gaia. It came properly through the elements, the beginnings of life. And the life that you have right now, as humans that are now modern, with high consciousness, defined as a consciousness that can examine itself intellectually, you humans are sustained by the trees, by the bushes, by the grass. It's still there. You see, life was never separate from Gaia, ever. You are literally part of the dirt, part of the chemistry, part of the plants. You came from here, all of you. Now, what are you going to do with that knowledge? I'm going to give you a hint where we're going to go with this. Every disease known by man can be eliminated through Gaia, through consciousness. You are designed to self-balance. And humanity has lost that knowledge that in the ground you will find all of the remedies for everything. The things that are killing so many humans right now are all about unbalance. And some of it is consciousness, some of it is chemistry. And even the indigenous knew this, for they found ways of killing themselves through unbalance as well. Humans do this, but then they return to the planet and there's some basic herbal remedies that, when mixed correctly, can create longer life and health. My partner was reminded of this in a very isolated place in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, called Rapa Nui. Some of you have called it Easter Island. And there the shamans would tell that in that isolated area that knew nothing about anything except themselves and their island, within the crater of an extinct volcano, they had a garden. And that garden sustained them, and the average life of the Rapa Nui people was 120 years. They had found the secret of health, and they were growing it right on their own soil. We encourage those to find this again. And again, we'll tell you that Ireland is ripe for these discoveries. Not just for botany. Medicines of all kinds can come from here, and they will be imbued with a life that no other place on the planet can grow. Just like Rapa Nui. There is so much here to know about yourself, about the healing. Astronomers are expecting to find life everywhere now because they know of the chemistry of how it occurred here. They expect to find it where there is water, the temperature is correct, where there's electricity, and there is everywhere. They even expect to find it even in your own solar system. They're looking for that, which is microbial, and they're correct. Natural occurring it is, came right from here, right from the dirt of the earth, dear ones. It is later that you got imbued with that which you call the soul. That was stage two of creating the human being as you see it now. So life came from Gaia, and the soul was put in later when you needed it. And now you have both things. You have the soul and the biology, and they work together. But don't forget where life actually came from. We will continue the channel in a moment. And so it is.